counterfeit Super Bowl items, including tickets, including illegal streaming. It's a big business. Yesterday, the U.S. Attorney's Office held a press conference to talk about all the frauds that have gone on. $24 million worth of counterfeit materials that have been seized, and that's just what they know about. There may be other things as well. The Attorney's Office also yesterday announcing indictments of 13 people related to various illegal ticket schemes. Joining us right now to talk a little bit about how we can guard against this and what to look out for is the Vice President of the United States Chamber of Commerce, Frank Cullen. Frank, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning, and thanks so much for having me on.
Counterfeit Super Bowl stuff. This is a big business, isn't it?
Huge business. You heard from the U.S. Attorney's Office. $24 million just in what they're able to see so far, and that doesn't even count the merchandise that's going to be sold the day of the big game or some of the other things that are going to go on that no one will know about because they won't be reported.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things that's really become big, and I talked about this earlier this morning, I said I cut cable, I use a streaming service, but it's a legit streaming service, so I'll be able to watch the Super Bowl on the internet, basically. But there's a lot of not-so-legit services that are making this available too.
Absolutely. It's a huge problem for the sports leagues, and it can be a big problem for consumers. Part of the problem here is you don't know who you're dealing with. And if you're dealing with a criminal enterprise who's providing this service, and they're actually providing an illegal stream of the game, number one, you may have shoddy quality. Number two, it may compromise your devices. Number three, it may threaten your personal information, such as your financial data or information about your family. When these guys actually have access to your devices, very often they can download malware where they can go in and try to steal your personal and financial information. So this is not a victimless crime. We understand sometimes consumers get frustrated with the cost of services, but you want to go with the legit and legal services because, number one, it is a crime, and you really don't want to be breaking the law, much less putting yourself at risk.
Yeah, that's good advice for any streaming service. I know a lot of people watch movies on some sort of shady sites, you know, their first-run movies that they say, oh, well, this is great, I get to watch it at home. But you're right, it can be very dangerous to you.
Well, it can, and also there's an economic harm. You know, people think, wow, you know, they're maybe big broadcast companies or they're big sports leagues or they're, you know, big movie studios, what's the harm in just going on and getting something for free? And in today's culture where you're so used to the ease of access through the internet, people don't really think about the consequences. And the consequences can be significant. Even though folks make a lot of money in these industries, they also employ a lot of people and a lot of people here in America. When you start cutting into the profits for these companies, it makes it more difficult to produce a blockbuster movie, put on a great show like the Super Bowl halftime show or the game itself. You know, you're taking money out of the pockets of the leagues. A lot of people may complain about the high price of the salaries for athletes, but if they don't have a revenue stream to get the very best players in the world, they're not going to have the greatest game on Sunday. So from our standpoint, we understand concerns for consumers when it comes to cost. We want folks to be able to get a good product at a fair price, but we want to make sure it's legal, safe, and of quality. A high-quality product is a lot better than something that also puts your family at risk.
What are some other scams that we should be on the lookout for related to the Super Bowl?
Well, number one, you know, as you mentioned, you know, you have so many people now who open their homes up to folks to come in through the electronic portal, through the digital portal. And that is not just going to be for streaming devices. It's also going to be when you're having online transactions for any type of a product. When it comes to the Super Bowl, one of the big things is scamming counterfeit tickets. You know, very often folks will see an ad on, say, Craigslist or other social media apps, and they'll say, wow, you know, that's a great deal on an expensive ticket. I really want to go to the game, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try to buy that ticket. Well, you can pretty well bet it's not going to be a real legit ticket. Buy through legitimate sites, NFL Ticket Exchange, Ticketmaster, the licensed vendors. Even StubHub and SeatGeek are more likely to give you a guaranteed product. But when you're dealing with folks that you don't know, when you're dealing with folks on the internet you can't verify, you're putting yourself at risk for shoddy products or counterfeit tickets. The other thing that's a big business is sports memorabilia, jerseys, caps, T-shirts, things that commemorate the big game. Anything that has value to a fan or a consumer is likely to be faked so that somebody can rip you off. And what you don't want to do is disappoint someone with what they think is the authentic gear and wind up getting a shoddy replica. It may fall apart in the wash. It may have dye that irritates your skin, or it just might not look right. You know, you're sitting in the row with all your buddies who have their legit jerseys on. Your color just looks a little bit off. And, oh, by the way, they misspelled something on the jersey. So watch out for a fake.
Yeah, they're out there, and they want your money for sure. Frank, all good advice. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Again, thanks so much for having me on.
All right, take care. Bye now.